It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, it seems we aren't getting much smarter when it comes to falling for internet phishing scams. A recent study out of Carnegie Mellon University's SciLab Security Privacy Institute has found just how likely we are to take the bait. On average, study participants were only able to correctly identify about half of the phishing emails presented to them. Researchers say that number could actually be overly optimistic, given the high number of non-phishing emails that were rejected as scams by the participants. However, it seems there is still some hope, because only about a quarter of the phishing links embedded in the emails were actually clicked. As Yahoo's embattled email service suffers through a long slew of bad news, some users are finding it hard to leave. The site has disabled automatic email forwarding. While those who've set up forwarding in the past are unaffected, some who want to leave over the recent hacking and surveillance revelations are struggling to switch to a rival service. Traditional cancer therapies, such as chemotherapy and radiation, affect healthy cells as well as the cancer cells, which can sometimes make patients feel even sicker. Researchers are increasingly interested in targeting therapies as a way to both fight cancer and preserve quality of life. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed introduces us to one Carnegie Mellon University researcher who's building cancer-seeking nanoparticles.
Outside Catherine Whitehead's office is a name tag with the words nanoparticle queen written in black marker.
What we do is we package up a type of drug inside of these little nanoparticles. It's called siRNA. It sounds fancy, but really what it is it's a drug that can turn off certain proteins that are present in the cancer that help the cancer to grow.
Each nanoparticle has an antibody attached to it that's attracted to molecules expressed by cancer cells, but not by healthy cells. Once the nanoparticle is picked up by the cancer cell, the siRNA can get to work. The drug was discovered in the late 1990s, but Whitehead says figuring out how to get the drug into the targeted cells has been a challenge.
If you just inject this drug by itself into the body, it gets cleared very rapidly from the kidney, and it doesn't do anything inside of the body.
Whitehead says both siRNA and nanoparticles can potentially be used to treat a wide variety of illnesses, from cancer to HIV to hereditary disorders. But her work is focused specifically on a rare and deadly type of blood cancer called mantle cell lymphoma. 4 years ago, she met a hematologist from West Penn Hospital named John Lister, who was working to learn more about this cancer's biology in his lab. Lister says targeted therapies, like the one Whitehead is working on, are the future of cancer treatment.
I think that that's where the whole field is going. Therapy will be targeted specifically to the tumor itself or to those organs in which the tumor finds itself the majority of the time. Also, these agents will be chosen on the basis of what genetic mutations are present in the cancer itself.
The current life expectancy after a mantle cell lymphoma diagnosis is 5 to 7 years. Whitehead says when it comes to cancer, a cure is a rather lofty goal, but she believes her technology could extend patients' lives by another 3 to 5 years.
A few years can make a big difference in a person's life.
Whitehead says she is still at least 5 to 10 years away from human clinical trials, which means she's working to extend the lives of people who haven't even been diagnosed yet. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.
And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.